Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3118. Do affirmations work? How to effectively employ affirmations by clearing negative beliefs, by Joel Byrne of joelbyrne.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. I read to you every day with permission from the authors, and we have a bunch of shows where we read to you covering different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of them. And now today I have a new author for the show. I'll tell you about Joel right after the reading. So for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Do affirmations work? How to effectively employ affirmations by clearing negative beliefs, by Joel Byrne of joelbyrne.com. Affirmations don't work is probably a thought you've had before, or at least you've heard someone else say it. Why is this so common? Why do so many people struggle to have success with saying positive and healthy statements to themselves? Well, for one, positive affirmations have a reputation as self-help fluff, as hilariously depicted in the old Stuart Smalley Saturday Night Live skits. I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. Fair enough. I mean, if anything gets the gold medal for self-help fluff, it's probably positive affirmations. After all, standing in front of a mirror and telling yourself, "I'm awesome," is about as stereotypical as it gets. So it's understandable that a part of you would see them as silly. On top of that, people who try to write or say affirmations often struggle to see them stick. They try to build self-acceptance and self-love by consciously telling themselves empowering statements. And they might feel better for a few minutes, but then the negative emotions, disempowering inner critics, and self-hating voices start to come back up for the rest of the day. No wonder affirmations get a bad rap. Why affirmations don't work. But here's a new angle on why they don't work for many people. Most people have opposing, negative limiting beliefs buried in their subconscious mind. So adding a positive affirmation on top becomes akin to spraying dog with some air freshener. It might help for a few minutes, but you never solve the problem. To use myself as an example, for years I'd write down the affirmation, "I am enough," in my daily journal. It never seemed to do anything, but I kept it up, hoping over time I could convince myself of my enoughness. But then I realized a key reason for my struggle. A subconscious part of me was holding on to the opposite belief, "I'm not enough." Exploring more deeply, I connected to this part of me and learned that it was stemming from a childhood trauma, a deeper wound. Once I employed an effective method to connect with this deeply wounded part of me that believed I'm not enough, then I became free. I helped that part of me see that the belief it had created was not actually true, but rather, it was meaning given to navigate through and cope with a childhood event. As soon as the subconscious part of me realized that "I'm not enough" literally was a made-up story rather than an absolute truth about reality, I released it forever, and the negative emotions that came along with it. After that, not only did the negative belief "I'm not enough" feel ridiculous to me, the affirmation "I am enough" could actually serve a purpose. Saying it now feels much more enriching and valuable because there is no subconscious oppositional energy that views it as nonsense. I've since done this with hundreds of other negative beliefs in the areas of not only self-worth, but money, relationships, work ethic, and more. It's safe to say that letting go of beliefs at the root has completely transformed my life. In a way, I've decluttered my mind. It is way quieter, pairing affirmations with negative beliefs. Here are some examples of both affirmations and their possible opposing negative beliefs. And feel free to test these out yourself to find out in what ways they resonate with you. Tune into your body and your feelings as you hear these statements. Affirmation: money flows to me easily. Negative belief: making money is hard. Affirmation: I express myself fully. Negative belief: it's not safe to express myself. Affirmation: I trust those I work with. Negative belief: I can't trust other people. Affirmation: I allow myself time to rest. Negative belief: I'm not worthy of self-care. Now, how did the affirmation statements feel to you? When you heard the affirmation, it might have felt somewhat hopeful and empowering, but you may have also noticed dissonant energy deep down, signaling that a part of you didn't want to accept that affirmation. And how did the negative belief statements feel? When you heard the negative belief to yourself, if you felt a heaviness somewhere in your body, that's an indication that deep down a part of you is holding on to that negative story. The last word on affirmations. So what's the last word on affirmations? Well, it still can be useful to do affirmations on their own, but if you want lasting results, you'll need to do the deep work to clear out the opposing limiting beliefs. You'll need to clear out the dog. Then you can add all the air freshener you want. You just listened to the post titled, "Do Affirmations Work? How to Effectively Employ Affirmations by Clearing Negative Beliefs," by Joel Byrne of joelbyrne.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Joel. He helps people in becoming whole, curious, creative, and empowered to live a life that makes them come alive. And he's collaborated with some of the authors I narrate for you on this show, like Derek Sivers, who I just narrated yesterday, funny enough, T.K. Coleman with The Minimalists, Isaac Morehouse, and more. He's also the founder of Human Liberation, which shares a revolutionary approach to remove negative beliefs from the subconscious mind, freeing people from their inner blocks, which is exactly what he was talking about in this article. And he has a guide for that titled 5 Steps to End Negative Self-Talk. You can find it at thehumanliberation.co/old. Now, I am a little biased since we do have an affirmations podcast called Good Sleep, but I do think what he said is true. And it's interesting that he figured this out through doing some affirmations. If you're saying something and it's not sitting right with you, or you heard it and it's having that heaviness he talked about, or it's just not having a positive impact, I definitely think it warrants some extra investigation. So good tips here. Do that investigation today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.